And now this is a dictation for Catherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Cotter, C-O-T-T-E-R, August 156, address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow-up for Mrs. Cotter, renal transplant, polycystic kidney disease, last visit in July, comes accompanied with husband Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, recently blood pressure was difficult to control, creatinine worse, ultrasound kidney transplant shows high thick artery systolic velocity in the 300s. We consider significant more than 180. CT scan angiogram was done, however, did not show evidence of renal artery stenosis. Blood pressure now is much improved and kidney function has returned to baseline. Norvasc, however, has caused significant lower extremity edema and worsening of symptoms of reflux. There are no blisters or ulcers. There is no bleeding in the stools. Urine clear without infection, cloudiness of blood. Other review system is negative. Medication is review. Remains on the same transplant medications. Prednisone, cyclosporine, and CellCept, C-E-L-L-C-E-P-T. Takes off and on Pepsi as well as Prilosec. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 152, 82 by nurse, repeat by myself, 130-66 on the right side. Edema, lower extremity, some inflammatory changes, but no cellulitis or ulcers. Respiratory cardiovascular normal, no kidney transplant tenderness, no focal neurological deficit, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry, creatinine improved down to 0.9, which is baseline, was running 1.1. Present GFR better than 60. High potassium improved down to 4.4. No activity in the urine for blood or protein. Prior high potassium 5.7. We stopped the lisinopril. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute kidney injury. Next number, hyperkalemia of lisinopril improved. Next number, hypertension, better control of Norvasc. However, it's causing edema and some inflammatory changes. We're going to stop that, monitor blood pressure at home, and find alternative medications. Next number, falsely elevated peak systolic renal artery velocity with negative CT scan for renal artery stenosis. Next number, status post renal transplant. Next number, high risk medication immunosuppressants. Next number, polycystic kidney disease with cyst on the liver. Question, fibrosis of the liver, cirrhosis, however, no symptoms of ascites, peritonitis, encephalopathy, or portal hypertension. Next paragraph comments. So we are stopping the Norvasc. She already is off lisinopril. She will call me with blood pressure in the next 7-10 days. Might choose a diuretic or a potentially a beta blocker. Continue transplant medications. Come back on the next 3 months, end of dictation.